The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
And in studio via Zoom, we have Ms. Ricia Ariane Borelli. And she hails from the island of Trinidad and Tobago, well, obviously, West Indies. Attended St. Joseph Convent, Port of Spain, where she played volleyball and the tennepan and ran track. Ricia later matriculated at Eugene Long College, that should be Eugene Lang College, a private liberal arts college of the new school. She majored in psychology and developed a passion for philosophy and Latin, with the latter opening a whole new world of languages to her. She loves words, Paula Abdul and Jennifer Lopez. Ricia is endlessly fascinated with Bollywood and considers Shah Rukh Khan and Kajol to be the best Jodi or duo in Indian cinema. Well, that is a way to start an introduction here at Freedom 106.5 FM. Good morning to you, Ms. Borelli. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well, thank you. And you?
I'm good. Well, we have something in common. Bollywood.
Oh, excellent.
Yes. Amitabh Bachchan for me.
Well, you know, as I said, Shah Rukh Khan, you know.
That's the new age one. So tell me a little bit about your writing journey. And it's fascinating that you started off with Latin, which is a language that not many think that is still applicable to today's world. How is it that you have this fascination with Latin?
I grew up going to Sacred Heart RC Church on Richmond Street, and a lot of the masses were done in Latin when I was a kid. And so when I got to university and I saw Latin, I said, this might be interesting to kind of do. So I figured, well, why not? It's a language, and it's actually, you know, sort of like the basis of pretty much a lot of languages, like the Romance languages. So it's, you know, it's easy enough to figure out meanings of words once you know, like, the Latin root and that sort of thing. So that's pretty much how I figured, you know, Latin.
And then you mentioned the Romance languages. Can we say that French is one of those Romance languages? It sounds
French, Spanish, Portuguese, that sort of thing.
And when you say Romance, what makes it a Romance language?
That's just what it's called. I don't actually know the history or like why they call it that, but I've known it to be the Romance languages.
I think it's the way in which it sounds, and it's these languages always have like so there's like male and female words that apply to different items, which you see, the thing is, English is so monochrome. You know, in one color. So I guess that's why they call it Romance languages. But tell me about the works that you've done, and what was your first publication?
My first pub come what made Joe Beho. That's my first publication. I was doing a class at New York University, a creative writing class, and they asked to, you know, outline, say, four stories, just, you know, a couple of paragraphs, and then, you know, sort of pick one to go a little further. And so that's how Come What May, Joe Beho, came about.
Tell us a little bit about Come What May. Is it a thriller? Is it romance novel? Is it suspense? What is the genre?
No, it's a romance with some comedy interspersed.
A rom-com.
Can't get away from that. Yes, a rom-com.
So you want to tell us a little bit about the characters that are in the book?
Oh, sure. Okay. So it starts off with like these two main characters. They're twins, Risha and Rishi. And then I can't give away too much, but you know, some things sort of happen. There's another interesting character. His name is Sanjay. You know, and then, you know, they have the typical characters like their parents, and so it's a sort of a family affair sort of thing.
And is it based in TNT, like the experiences of, let's say, the Indo experience?
No, it's actually based in between the US and India, though there's a part that's in Tobago.
Okay. And what did you draw on for your inspiration?
I I'm endlessly fascinated and have a deep appreciation for the Indian culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I use that as that was my my inspiration. I also love Hindi. So I kind of brought all those loves together and created this book of mine.
Mm-hmm. And what what is the message that you want to leave with the story? Well, by what message do you want that story to bring to readers?
That, you know, things happen. I mean, come what may, but, you know, I mean, we'll go through love and loss and resilience. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're still here. And we still have a chance to sort of, you know, go on and do something.
Okay.
Hence the resilient part.
And what do you intend to do in the future? Would you be bringing out more books? Do you have any, like, in draft mode right now?
Yes, definitely. I have one that I'm working on right now, and they're based on people that I grew up with, like my parents and their circle.
Mm-hmm.
So the characters are based on that, and that is actually going to be set in Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay. And your experience with New York, what was it like? Can you tell us a little bit about the different cultures? Because I know that TNT and obviously New York is different piece. How you navigated through New York?
It was pretty seamless, pretty much, because I've been coming with my parents since I was a kid. So it wasn't unknown. It wasn't unfamiliar. It was literally my second home sort of thing. So it was pretty easy to navigate.
Mm-hmm. Any advice to young writers out there?
Just write. I mean, if you want to write, just write. That's honestly the only thing I can say. I mean, you know, oftentimes you've heard people say, you know, I want to write, but I don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it and it'll happen.
Just write about anything that inspires you. Do you have journals or? Say that again. Sorry.
I said that I once wrote a random piece about a knee, the knee, you know, like the joint.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and so like I said, it's just about anything you can write about. If I can write a little short sort of essay about a knee, then anything.
Why you chose the knee? Why not the hand? Why not the head? Why the knee?
Because a friend of mine was having knee problems and I figured, well, why not write about the knee? Because often, you know, we take that for granted. Sometimes you do, you know, these things, like we take sitting down for granted or standing, and guess what? We need the knee. And then you realize when your knee is hurt, how much, you know, of an impact that has.
Okay, interesting. And would you be writing poetry, songs, anything like that?
No, when I was younger, I wrote quite a bit of poetry. I may write a poem maybe for somebody's birthday or something, but I prefer writing essays and novels to poems.
And the next book you're saying is on... Your next book is about what again?
It's about my parents and their friends and, you know, their kids and just sort of all of us going on a holiday to Trinidad and Tobago.
You have a title for it already?
No, I don't. I don't have a title quite yet, but I know exactly where it's heading and I have the skeleton, so I'm getting all the muscle and sinew together now.
All right, great. Well, congratulations on your book. And here's to further success and, you know, keep on writing.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
All right. Take care.
All right.
The best insight. Instant feedback. Accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.